then we still consider it as if it fitted two or three different cities. Depends how many cities. Here we have three different cities. And each city gets its own tchum. So Melo, this is the way Rav Huna learns pshat, that avad, we do give each city a karfit, and in between two cities you give 141 amas here. And here we're talking about to bring down the top middle city and to bring it mamish in between the bottom two cities. Yeah. How far away is this top star, this top city like Rashi has, how far up can this top city be than the bottom two cities? Is there any shear? Does it make a difference how far up it is? So Abayi rents it back. It can't be further up more than Alpayimama. The top city has to be within walking distance to the bottom two cities. If people from the top city could walk to the bottom city, it's in their Alpayimama, it's in their Tchum, then we could look as if it's connected, we'll bring the top city down to bring it in between the two cities. So Rashi, V'kama Yehei Rochuk, Emtsoyi Mehem De'arminun Royin. How far up is this middle city up that we still can look Royin to bring it as if it's brought down? The Teretz was Alpayim. Since they could walk, the people from the top city to the bottom city, it's within the tchum of their city, therefore we could say royin. For the Gemara Kasher, V'ya'atu di'amrit, kavose de'rova, ayu gufa bayi was the one before that said we hold like rova, pray de'rabba ba'rafuna, what they say there, that nistavra di'amma yaisim apayim amma, that before, even if it's longer, wider, further away than Alpayimama, still we consider it like one big city. So what are we talking about here? Like Rashi says, before we had the din, if you have a city that looks like a bow, it looks like an archway, that all the houses in the city, the Islam is going up and then around, curved over and comes down again. It looks like a U. Da'afilu yesh bein yesel akeshes. Yaisim apayim, even the top of the archway is mamish more than 2,000 amas away from the bottom of the archway. Still harei yachas. Still, you consider the whole archway like one big city, even though in between the archway no cities are. Still, you consider like one city. Umoided din lo min ayeser, and a person in the top house when he wants to walk downwards, when does he start counting his chum? He starts counting his chum from the yeser, from the bottom point where the bottom of the two points meet. So what do you see? Even though it's more than 2,000 amas or high, the top city is more than 2,000 amas away from the bottom cities. Still, we consider connected. It looks like one big city. Here also, even though this top city is more than 2,000 amas away from the bottom cities, still we should say Royan to look as if it comes down to be in the middle of the other two cities. Now, tomorrow portion. Ho som ikabatim. Ho cholekabatim. Over there by the Keshes, where all the cities in the house are road up, looks like a U, looks like an archway, even though the top of the archway is more than 2,000 amas from the bottom of it. The reason why it's considered like one city is because the person could walk all along the houses. Since all along the U-shaped city, it's all considered one city. So even though it's 2,000 amas away, but you can make a right turn or a left turn, walk down the U, down the Keshes, to come to the bottom part of the Keshes. Mashenkin ho chol lekabatim. Here we're talking about this top city is stand by itself. There are no batim in between one city and the next city. Therefore, if the top city is more than Alpayim Amar away, since they could not walk from the top city to the bottom city, that's no good. We don't say Royin. That's not considered like one city. So Drashi Iko batim bekeshes. Hey, the Keshes itself has houses all around it. Varei Bahadar bekeshes. Somebody that's living in the top house of the Keshes. Yochul lovoi l'roshehu. He could walk to the edge of the first house of the archway, derech botei akeshes, through the houses, through the chaterim of the rest of the city. So since it's considered one connecting city, the archway, pshiti could walk all the way down to the bottom of the archway. Therefore, no matter how high up you are, still it's considered like one city. There are no houses between the top city and the bottom city. Therefore, if it's more than a payimam away, we don't consider it like one city.
And Rav said to Abaya, "Kame another shayla, kame yehei bein chitzon lechitzon.
Hey, these two bottom cities how far away, is there any distance, how far away they are from one to the other, and we would still say Rayin as if the top city comes down in between them. So the Gemara, Kami Yehei, my Nafkalach Mino, what's the difference? So we said already the Svara was that Kol She'ilu Machnes Em Tsoi B'nehim, V'yein Bein Zelo Zeh, Elo Meyo V'yaboyim V'yachas Ushlish. If any time you bring down this middle city, and because the middle city would really be there, there would be less than 141 amis in between one city and the next city, its kosher is considered like one big city. Even though really right now the two bottom cities are more than 4,000 amis apart. So what? The svar is, if this top city is a big wide city, and you'd bring it down, and it would be mamayat, it would make the space in between one city less than 141 and a third, it's considered like one city. So therefore we don't care how far away these bottom cities are. Or Malay in, he said, Erechnam, you take it right. No matter how wide they are, how far separated, doesn't make a difference. We learned before, Rafuna said, if you have this city that's made like a U-shape, like an archway shape, is imyesh bein beis roshehel pochos miyaboyes alpayim amom, if from the bottom part of the U, if from the bottom houses there are less than 4,000 amos apart, then moidudin lo minayesem, then we consider as if all the space in between is like one big city, and then we start counting downwards from the bottom line that goes across the bottom two houses. But if the bottom two houses of the U are of this archway is more than 4,000 amos apart, and that was the svara, is that if it's less than 4,000 amos, since each city, each house has 2,000 amos, so they can meet in between. If they can meet in between, there's a svara of lois chumim, then we consider as if it's one. But if there's more than 4,000 amos apart, so even though each one will have its own 2,000 amos, they don't meet in the middle, we cannot see these two bottom houses connected, it cannot look like one city. Then we say no, every city in this archway has like its own tchum. If it wants to go downwards, it starts counting from right outside its house. That's where tchum starts. So the chur kasher is, here we see that if you have two cities that are separated more than 4,000 amas apart, you don't say rain. You don't bring the top house of the keshes of the archway down in between these two houses. Like we had this picture here on Rashi. Rashi brought down the picture of a keshes on Daf Nun Hei Yomar Aleph. That this middle picture on the right side, like from the bottom, the third picture from the bottom, the city like a keshes, like an archway here. So we say if the bottom cities, the bottom two circles are more than 4,000 amas apart, then we don't consider the middle part to be like one city. Here's the question, why not? Even though it's very far apart, so what? Let's look at the top houses in the keshes, these top circles, as if they come down now, and they fill up the space on the bottom, so it should still be connecting the two cities together. Here we're saying, no matter how far away they are in the bottom, so what? As long as you take the top house and bring it down in between, it'll be mamala. Here, Sagamore answers, Omalei, he entered back, Hosom lekalumei mamali. Over there by Akeshes, we cannot say this Svara of Mali. We cannot consider if the top houses come down in between. Obahocha ikalumei mamali. Mashenken biyalva case here, where we have these two cities far apart, and the one city on top, in between, like a triangle, we could look as if the top city comes down in between, to mamala, the mokim in between. So Rashi, leka lemeima meluye, mola yavir shebineyim, dein lecho b'mala malis. You don't have with what to fill it up. So Rashi really doesn't say what the swar, what the chilik is. Really, this bottom Toysis asks the kasha, like, what is the difference? And Toysis gives three tzuritzim. But Toysis bottom last terrace, the next to the last line of Toysis is, by the keshes, you cannot say the svar of mali. Why? Kivon do avir shebi yeser en yochol lahachzik bnei hakeshes. Since this archway going all the way up and around has a lot of houses there. Now, which house do you want to put down? To bring down all the houses, you can't. There's not enough room along to bring all the houses down. Therefore, since we can't take all the houses down, you don't say the svar from roin. Mashenkein. As a test of who I did hoch, the same thing would be by us really. If the top house would be wider than the space in between these bottom two houses, lek the lek lemei mamali, we cannot bring the top house down. Because it has to be like Lamaisa, if we consider as if this top city is mamish in between, but there has to be enough room for it to be there. So if it's only a question of bringing one city down, we could say it. But thereby keshes, you want to bring all the cities down, that all the houses down, that you can't do. There's not enough room there to bring all the houses down. So the Moravaita. Omale Rav Safra the Ravam. Rav Safra told to Ravam, Hare Bnei Akistafun. The people of this city, the Mashkinen Lahut Chuma, Mehai Gisa the Yadishir. As they considered themselves connected to the next city, Adishir, so Medlin, they wanted to go left. Where did they count their Tchum? Not right outside their city, because they considered their city and the next city, Adishir, to be connected. So they made a left turn and went straight to the Tchum of Adishir. And the same way, the opposite way. Or B'nai the Adishir, when the people of Adishir wanted to make a right turn and go towards Akisvun, Mashchinen Lohu Tchuma, Mehad Gisa the Akitistvun. That they considered their tchum from the right side of Akistfun. In other words, they considered these two cities to be like one city, and therefore the tchum started outer, the outer end of both these cities. And why? Mistam, because there was less mistama than two carfrakes worth in between. So therefore it's like one city. But there's this big river Diglis that goes in between these two cities. The Mifsiko Yesa Mimeya Vyaboyin Vyakos Ashlish, that it's wider than 141 and the third Amis. So the Churah, it should divide the two cities into two separate cities. So each one should have their own Tchum. So how come you're telling me here now, we look as if it had one Tchum? And the Gemara, Nofik Achfala, he went out and he showed him, Hanich Atmo Sodeshura. He showed him like some leftover walls of the house, a broken house. In the side, it says, the Aruch says, the sides of the wall, the mevloi bediglis that was like swallowed up in the river, the ayin amavishrayim that was less than 70 yamas away from the city. So therefore, a connected part of the city, and therefore we look as if the city has less than 140 yamas of a split between one and the other, and therefore it looks like one big city. In other words, there was some mock of you have to say it's royal ladira. At least it was came from a house that was royal ladira. So since it was a mokim, Royal Adira, that mokim is mitzvah to two cities together, and we consider it like one big city. So the Mishnah. Ein moidedin ela bechevel shel nunama. It's whenever you want to measure the tchum on Shabbos, you have to count the 2,000 amas outside the city. How do we measure it? We use a string that's 50 amas long. Loi pochas v'lo yoser. You can't use a string less than that, and you can't use a string longer than that. Less, the Gemara says it because we're afraid maybe you'll stretch it out too much. And more than that, we're afraid maybe you won't stretch it out enough. Because if it comes too long, it's very heavy in the middle, and it slopes down, and you won't be able to stretch it out to get the exact shear. So therefore, 50 yamas is the measurement. I will see in the Gemara the Asmachta, how do we know, v'dafka a string of 50 yamas long. So Drashi le'pachas le'yosef, Gemara first time. Why punk exactly 50? Vaitas of Mishnah, for lo yimdoid elo kineged liboy. When you use this string of 50 yamas long, each person has to hold it kineged his lathe. You have two people, one here, one 50 yamas down the road, and each one holds it near their lathe. That's like a straight 50 yamas. So Drashi, kovoloi chachomim mokom loshrim kineged roisha chevel. Shelo yitain ze kineged savaroi, vze kineged ragloi. Raglov, viachevel miskatzer, viachumim mismayatim. If you're going to do like that, one up and one down, you're not going to measure a straight cross 50 amis, and the tchum will be less. Therefore, we make a tekono, both of them put it exactly connected to the lathe. While you were measuring outside the city, you came to a ditch, a mokum that goes down on the ground, a nice wide ditch, or else a type of a gather a wall. You came to a high wall. So how do you measure now the height of the wall? Is mavliyoi v'choizel midosai. Mavliya means, if let's say from one side of the ditch to the other side of the ditch, there's 50 yamas or less, so therefore we don't have to measure the slope going down and the slope coming up again. We look as if it's fold up straight ground, flat ground. And you just have one person standing on one side of the ditch and another person standing on the other side and take the string and go 50 yamas across, and that's the way you measure it. Now the Mishnah says, though, v'choizel midosai. Let's see, Rashi, what does that mean? That means sometimes he has to go back to the place where he was counting. Let's see, Rashi says, Mavli is it, Rashi. Im einoi rochiv nunama misvosel esvosel. Milmala. If from one side of the ditch to the other side of the ditch on top, it's less than 50 amis. His alpha pishi yesh bin madroinoi. Hiloch yoisim yapayim, even though if you count the slope going down and the slope coming up, there should be more than then up higher than 1,000 amis. Ein oimrim tale midas midroinoi le midas atchum. We do not count the midah of the mora and the slope going down as part of the tchum. Eliyamoid zeh asvosim mikan, vzeh asvosim mikan. Rather, we have the two people, one standing on one side, one standing on the other side. And we measure this tchum with one city, with one rope. Hu adin legeder, choyme avonim, shenofla. If you have a case of a wall of stones that caved in now, v'nasa gal gavoye. It's like a big mountain, a hill full of stones. Umishapeya, ubnayodim halchen olof. It's like slanty, so you can walk up and walk down. It's the same thing. If from one side to the other side, really straight, going straight across, it's less than 50 amis, so that's the way you measure it. You measure it as if it's straight, flat ground, straight across, and you go straight across. Now the Mishnah says, V'chayza l'midosai. You go back to the place where you were measuring. What does that mean? The Drashi. The Gemara Meforish. The Mi Dikatoni. Chayza l'midosai. Since the Mishnah says you go back to the place where you are counting from, Mashmo. Shimho Yuroch Boy Kinegodir Yoisim Mechamishim. Let's say this ditch all along the city is more than 50 amis wide. So really you cannot stand on one side of the ditch and measure the other side of the ditch. And in such a case, if the whole ditch all along the city is more than 50 amis wide, there's a new din how you measure it. Then you do not measure it going straight across on top, but you have to measure it going down. You have to count the slope going down and the slope going up. Except there's a kula of Mekadrin, which we'll soon see in the Mishnah what that means. Now, here we're talking about you want to measure, and you can't get across the ditch, it's wider than 50 amis. But this ditch is very long. Now the other side of the ditch, there, it becomes narrower. It's not 50 amis wide anymore. And if you'd walk all the way over there to the left side of the city, there you would be able to measure it straight across the ditch with one string of 50 amis. So the crash of Yechad Mereshoysov Shaloi Kenegadir, but on the side that's not Kenegad the city is less than 50 amis wide, like this picture Rashi has. At the bottom it has said the word ear, these two lines coming down, that's where the city is. Now right in front of it is this big ditch. Now you see it slopes, it gets wider and wider, and all the way to the left it's a little bit narrower. So if you go all the way to the left corner of it, that's left of the city, there it's exactly 50 amis across. So there you could count straight across 50 amis. Is alocha yochol le'avliyoi, is hoylech umavliyah shom. Enechnami, you walk there, and there you take the string straight across, one person on one side, the other person on the other side, umaydeit, and you measure it. For hoylech shom misvosai, and you walk from there from mitzvosai, for holer and further, ad kineged mokam shekola boy shom reichev hagai kinegedir. He should measure on the left side here 50 amis, and then measure another 50 amis all on the left side, like to the top of this, the top corner of the left side, the top left side corner. Now you look straight across kineged reichev here. That's a place that you could get in front of the city. So that's the way you can measure this ditch. Even though if you go straight across in the city, you can't get to the other side of the ditch, and you would have to be machmer and count the slope downwards. But if you could walk to the left side, that there you could manage to get the ditch is narrower than 50 amis, there you could get straight across with one string. So we get across with one string. When you want to go back and neg the city is, it's there, it's more wider than 50. Say Nachnami, when you are on the left side now, measure another 50 amis. You have like 100 amis away from the city. Then, like the top line says, Seifa, go look back, the walk straight, Kenega now, where you were originally counting Kenega the city, and go on measure. So that's the slushin of Chayzel Limidosu. You return back to the place where you originally started to count outside the city. So Drashi, Chayzel Limidosu, Kenega here, Omashu Limidus Chumin. Then you go weiter from there to finish off the Mida of the Chum. So that's this Kula, that if you could walk leftwards, and there you can make it straight across the ditch, do that. Zot the Mishnah, weiter, Hegiya Lahar. What about the same thing when you're measuring the tchum outside the city? You come to a har, to a mountain going upwards. Do you have to count the slope going up and coming down or not? It's the same thing. You're allowed, if you take the string and measure from one side straight across the other side, would be less than 50 yamas. You could do like that. You could have, it's a mountain going up. How do you do it? You have one person standing on one side of the mountain and tie a string onto a nice tall pole, and another person standing on the other side of the mountain, and he has the same string tied to his side of the pole, and they'll stick it straight up, and if it's only 50 yamas apart, that's the way you can measure the 50 yamas. You don't have to make the cheshbon of going up the mountain and coming down the mountain, but we consider as if it goes straight across. That's if you can make it with one, if the mountain is not wider than 50 yamas. Let's say the mountain Chinega, the city, is wider than 50 yamas, so you can't measure it that way. So Vaitam, you'll not again make a left turn where the mountain becomes a little bit narrower and measure it there 50 yamas across. Again, and then come back in the year where you are counting your tchum outside the city. So at the Mishnah though, Ubilvad, Shelo Yetze Chusta Tchum. You know though, for sure though, you're not allowed to go outside the tchum. In other words, like this last picture of Rashi, when you're making your left turn to go outside the city to measure across the ditch, you have to make sure you do not walk a tchum outside the city. If the place where the ditch gets narrower than 50 is more than a tchum left of the city, you can't measure from there. And the Gemara will explain, because it's a gzera, that people think any time when you're measuring the tchum, you go out of the tchum, people think that's also part of the tchum. Therefore, since it's a gzera, you can't measure and walk outside the tchum. B'vad shlo yetzei chus v'tchum. Said Rashi, b'vad shlo yetzei chus v'tchum. Shim hoya roch boi shogei kinegar ir. V'yetzei chus v'tchum. If the width of this ditch is 50 yamas wide all along the city, this Rashi has a different pshat. He doesn't like this pshat. The next pshat he says, Lishna Achrinu, is like we said, that people think any time when you're measuring, you're going outside the tchum, people think all that is part of the tchum of the Shabbos, and they'll think they're allowed to walk that far out. Now let's say b'chlal, this ditch all along the city is wider than 50 yamas. So you cannot measure it with one string of 50 yamas that one person stands on one side of the ditch and the other person is the other side of the ditch and you're measuring straight across. It's wider than 50 yamas. So now, how do you measure this ditch? Is b'zu omer reb doistoi b'reb yanai mishum reb imeyo shamati, I heard over that there's a little cooler now. You could be mekel by measuring this tchum. Shemekadrin b'horim. You should know when you measure a slope of going up a mountain or going down a ditch, there's a special way how you measure it. It's called mekadrin. So Rashi says mekadrin means noikfin. Means we like make holes. Royin kilo noikfin oisen. We like making holes along. Or moidedin derech hanekiv. We measure through the hole. Lamayit midas midroine. To take away a little bit from the slope of the mountain. So the Yomah B'Gemara, the Gemara explained, what does this mean? Shemoided in Noisoin Bechevo Shodal Damas. We take a string now only 4 amas wide. The Atachto in Meniech as the Chevo Kneged Liboy. And the bottom person puts the string next to his heart. The Elyon, and the person like 4 amas higher up, puts the string Kneged Margoloisov next to his foot. O Mismayet Midroinoi Shokol Dal Damas Chatzi Kaimasodim. Therefore, it will be Mimayet. The modra in the slant of the mountain in every dal damis, a half of the claim of Adam. Because we're not measuring really a straight 4 amis, we're not telling the bottom person put it near your foot and the top person puts it mamish 4 amis above. We're making it a little bit cooler here, that the bottom person has a right to pick up the string and put it connected his lathe. That's like halfway, that's the half of his height. And then the other person upwards puts the string down next to his foot. So we're gaining on this measurement. And then the next person also, when you go up again, you take the same string, and he doesn't measure where his foot is, but he has the right to pick it up next to his heart, and from there we go up 4 amas. So So the kids, every four amis, we are gaining a little bit. That's the Rabbanon will make us, since the Tchum, we'll see in the Gemara, is only mid Rabbanon. Therefore, in the way we measure a shear of mid Rabbanon, we have this new kula, it's called Shemekadrim Bahurim. We have to measure a slope. You don't measure directly straight the slope, but you have right to have this little kula of measuring in every Dal Damis, you gain half the height of a person. Alright, we'll stop here.